Every year it's the same dilemma. How do you find the perfect Christmas tree?
I like something you can store in a closet, already decorated, not by me.
Those lonely pines in the lot by the roadside always bring me to tears.
We could adopt a sapling and let it grow in the ground for years and years.
We'll ask the heavens what method saints use. The perfect answer, let someone else choose. We all agree on the ideal tree.
It's a 3-foot fir to plant in the spring. As we watch it grow, it will always bring memories of this merry Christmas morning together.
Let's decorate in the best of taste, old-fashioned beads that swoop and loop around.
I like tinsel in excess, cascading from the tip to the very ground.
I have a vision of white light upward stretching.
I find blinking, flashing, bubbling lights are seasonal and always fetching.
We'll ask the heavens what method saints use. The perfect answer, let someone else choose. We all agree on the ideal tree.
One star twinkles at the very top. Beads carry on where white lights stop.
Tinsel tells of a merry Christmas morning together.
Our little tree in full regalia shines in our eyes like the 8th world wonder.
But it's not really big enough to fit the presents under.
I suggest we open all the extras.
That's one solution.
Or we could give some away.
That's an even more generous resolution.
We'll ask the heavens what method saints use. The perfect answer, let someone else choose. We all agree on the ideal tree.
It sits up proudly on a kitchen crate. Just a few gifts left in a happy state. We'll wake up early and celebrate our merry Christmas morning.